Yeah, that is Beck in the Zone at 91.3 with E-Pro. And we're going to do a little bit of musical connecting the dots as we progress with the words I'm about to say. My name is John Williams. It is 10.08. Thank you so much for being in the Midday Zone. And in April of 2003, there was a band out of Arkansas releasing their first single. It felt like things were going to go well. Why? Universal and Marvel had decided to use it as the signature track for a new film with Ben Affleck in it. Daredevil. The film, okay, hold fire on that. But the single, their first ever, straight to number one. The context on this song known as Bring Me to Life is that a few years prior to its being written in 2003, lead singer Amy was sat in a restaurant in Boston. She was in a terrible relationship. The man she was with, she'd been with for multiple years, she couldn't get out. Not just physically, but verbally, he assaulted her every day. Her life was a misery. One of her friends said, "We've got to get lunch. You seem down, let's go for a chat. I'm going to bring my friend so-and-so with her." And that guy sat down, and without even saying hello to Amy, he'd never met her before, he looked at her in the eye and said, "You are so unhappy. What's going on?" She was caught off guard. She lied. She said everything's fine. But that put the bug in her mind. To write a song about someone that could come into your life and in one fell swoop, one sentence, completely change the makeup of how you think. Her next step was to break away from that horrible relationship and pen this song. 2 years later, the band gets signed. Oh, look, Daredevil, here we are. And the reason why Evanescence with this song, Bring Me to Life, was so huge, because on this day in 2003, they were celebrating 5 weeks at number one in North America. The only other band in rock with a female lead was No Doubt that had any chart success between 1997 and 2003. This was a big deal. Got them a Grammy as well. And that connection, and here's my summary, going back to Beck with E-Pro, was down in Seattle. They recorded the beautiful 22-part string, the orchestral section for this song. And that, my friends, was orchestrated and composed by a certain David Campbell, the very father of Beck. Good morning, part two. You're in the zone.